Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Decorating Pages podcast presents Production Design Film Study. This class examines Oscar-nominated films spanning a century of cinema. Accomplished professionals in production design will explore and dissect the sets featured in these nominated films and will educate why they were recognized for the design of their time. This class features the films of 1929. This year's films will be reviewed by set decorator Kim Wanup and production designer Jamie Walker McCall.
Let me ask you why, because I was really amazed that you went back so far in picking 1929. Why did you pick this year?
I picked this year, first of all, what attracted me to it is the poster artwork.
Oh, yes. I think
being a graphic designer really attracted me to it. And I was like, wow, this looks really, really interesting and fun. And it's always a style that I really enjoy looking at and researching. So that's what first attracted me. And then, I haven't gone back and watched this time period really very much. So that was the other thing that did.
It's really amazing what they did. Don't you think? Are you blown away?
Yeah.
The King of Jazz. I am blown away with the sets that they
The King of Jazz was amazing. I was blown away too. It was the first one I watched. And yeah. I was like, oh, they could do that then?
Yeah, I know. That's what I kept thinking. But there's so many movies. Like, there is movies in like the 50s and 60s. And I'm like, how did they get all these extras? How did they build all this? Like, I mean, I'm not trying to like downplay the movie industry, but it is amazing to me. And I think going back this far, it's fascinating of what they pulled off. Just beautiful stuff.
Beautiful sets, massive.
Yeah.
I mean, sets are massive in all of them. Something that I really loved that almost every single one of these movies had was a lot of negative space, which I always love so much of, which is I appreciate. But yeah, what they did in the painted backdrops were amazing. And just the size and scope of the sets blew my mind.
Yeah. So we have five films. We're going to go in alphabetical order. And look, it's making a beep sound at me. It's not letting me go. Okay. Where's my cursor? Go. So a lot of these early films don't have set decorators. I'm sure there was a bunch of people on set, but it is the production designer given credit for this. And God, is that? I have Hans Dyer as this. I think my slide is wrong. Great start to this one. I have Hans. It's William Cameron Mendes. Yes. That is him. So this was filmed at Paramount Studios. 500 extras were reportedly worked on this film in late September 1929. And this became a series. Like they did a bunch of sequels to this, but this is the first one. A bored World War I veteran helps out a young woman whose uncle is being held hostage by embezzlers, which he's in like some hospital or whatever. But now what's funny is without even talking to you, I also loved all of the graphic posters and set up slides, I think, for almost all of them of just how they did so many for each of them.
It's I know.
Fantastic.
It's so great. And I did see that when I was doing some research on it, that it did become like a series. And it kind of, when you watch it, you're like, oh, yeah, this is definitely like kind of modern day.
Yeah. Sherlock Holmes kind of, or like,
yeah, exactly,
detective. And these are all screen grabs.
Mm-hmm.
It starts out there, you know, he's in some club or something, and as we were talking about, like the scale of these rooms is fantastic. And this set is only in the movie for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, the long walk that the
Butler
the butler or whatever he is makes is massive. It's so crazy to me. And then just with the painted backdrops outside, which is really fun. And then this was another one that I noticed, like, super negative space. The one on the right with the bookcase and everything, they've, you know, filled that one in. But this one on the left is just so
and people, even the furniture space fall apart. Like, it's really like everybody's there just to be alone. Mm-hmm. And then this guy comes along. And then they move to this little chateau, I feel like. I have an exterior shot of it somewhere. Wait, there. On the top left, that's, I believe, the exterior of this place. I'm pretty sure. This is like a little tavern, right? Like
a little tavern with rooms up above.
Yeah, and they kept using this one angle of it, which made me think it didn't have like a fourth wall.
Right, which I seem pretty common in all of the movie.
Yeah, and but giving it texture and shadow and, you know, it's sparsely decorated, but it gets across. Like, it's a little town.
This is another set that I thought was really big for what it's supposed to be, like a, you know, British tavern.
Yeah.
Really high ceilings and in the door, you know, everything seemed much bigger than I guess realistically it would be. But again, back in the day, I'm sure they had to accommodate for way more massive lighting, fixture, you know, all that stuff to get it lit and cameras and all that stuff. But
it is,
it's a really big set.
It is funny because it doesn't look, and a lot of these, they don't look like they're wrong in being designed so big. Like a lot of times, sometimes you can tell things are sets because the room's just too big, like a hospital room or like whatever.
Right.
Like it doesn't feel like, and then this is one of the rooms upstairs. Which is this is one scene where she first comes in the room and the lights are off and then they turn the lights on. I thought was fantastic also, just to show that the lighting and how, I mean, their cameras were able to capture so much in the dark, I felt too.
Yeah, this one looked really good.
Yeah.
Or the preservation of it.
Yeah, the film altogether was preserved very well, I would say. And then here's the exteriors, which I tried to find where these were. The one on the left actually looks like that witch's house in Beverly Hills, but I know it's not, but it kind of looks like it.
Yeah, or that one in West Hollywood, old like Snow White house or whatever it's called.
Yeah, that's the, yeah. Yeah, see, like, it doesn't, filming locations, oh, it's in London. In London and Hollywood is where they went there for exteriors. Well, that's crazy.
Especially at that time.
Yeah. Lambeth, London, England. South Bank, Wester Bridge. Oh, the bridge scene. And look at this. Look at the scale of this one.
I know. I mean, the scale really has blown me away. And again, especially in some of the other films when we get to those. The scale is massive, and I'm like, how much time did they have for this?
How much time did they have, and to light it, and to, I mean, look, it's one settee right there. It's perfect, though. There's not even any sconces or anything in this place.
But and did they have any change over time? Like, did this need to be changed over to something, or did they just own all the stages?
Yeah. And then, so they go to this, like, laboratory where the uncle's being held, like this Frankenstein sort of laboratory, which, to me, was too big. Like, look at that door.
Yeah.
Like, that door.
Yeah.
It's weirdly too big or something.
That seems to be a common theme throughout these movies, is that the doors are massive, and then all the handles, I noticed, are up by people's faces.
But that's so weird.
It was weird. It's weird.
And but they, this movie and in a couple of them, the use of shadow and what you're talking about of like negative space and being able to use those walls, like I thought it was fantastic and something that isn't really done anymore.
No. I agree. And there's a in The King of Jazz, there's a great use of shadows as well.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, so you never get to go into, that's that big tall door from the previous one, but you never really go in this room, but they just show the action in shadow. I think they're like doping up the uncle or something. And then this, I mean,
love that one,
I don't even, is this a real building? How did they do this? I don't know. I'm amazed by it. I don't know. I mean,
that's a great question.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But to get the camera up that, you know, it has to be a build.
It has to be a build.
It has to be a build because you got that camera up so high to get this angle into that room. Wait a minute. Let's go back into this room. So that is up and to the left. Is that the same room? Or I guess the shadow of the, no, the shadow of the window is on that back wall.
So, go to the next slide again.
Right? Or is that the fourth wall that we're looking at?
It might be the fourth wall.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So then that window should be up there. Maybe it is. Maybe it's just so dark we can't see it. Maybe it is. Can it, like up here? Is that the window?
It must be.
It must be, right? They just don't show it. Yeah. But yeah, I mean this, and then this weirdo staircase that they go to a couple times, but the design of it, aren't you fascinated with how they get the depth, but there's just all these like zigzag walls.
Yeah. It's, there's so many usage of like stairs, even in the room upstairs, the first one when he's like, oh, where's the bedroom? And then it goes, he steps down into the other room. I mean, it's a great usage of staircase, you know, to get the shadows, to make it feel bigger and scarier.
Yeah. Because at this point, like, they've kidnapped the young girl too, I think. I don't know. I was confused by the whole, because they were trying to save the uncle and then the guy had the girl. I don't know. But then they're in this attic scene. Which again, the angles of this, it's really hard to see in the black and white, but when you're watching it, there's a lot of angles to this tiny little room that they go upstairs and meet in.
Mm-hmm.
And then this,
which is really fun because it's like, make it work. It's visually cool.
Yeah. And you get the
brick. The cinematographers have to make it work.
Yeah. And the texture of giving it some brick instead of the flat walls. And then this is like where the uncle's in the hospital and it's just, they're keeping him in the basement or something with these stairs. I don't know. But again, this is another build. This is like the 10th or 12th build of this. I liked this just to show that like, they had some dressing in there in that mad scientist world and that big light above them.
Kind of looks like Vincent Price right now.
Yeah, it really does. And then this is a picture I found, not a screenshot, but there's that big tall door back there. And I mean, there's a bookshelf that nobody can reach. There's like
oh, in the beginning, when they go to collect their hats.
Yeah.
I really liked the symmetry of how the hats were left and right flanking, but it was so tall. Guy cannot reach the hats for sure.
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I don't know if it's, you can see it in that first.
It's a great shot, and really
in a bedroom or something. It's not in here, right?
It's at the gentleman's club.
Oh, then yeah, I don't have that, but yeah, there's something about the scale of things is like a little off. And I'm wondering if that was on purpose just to dwarf the people and make everything a little scarier.
But then I was also thinking, you know, back then people were like, what, average height? 5'2".
Right.
Is it normal now? And
oh, wait. Bulldog. I totally read the wrong damn things for Bulldog. That's why. I was on Vagabond King. Okay. Never mind about those extras before. Menzies also did Gone with the Wind.
Oh.
Yeah. He directed the famous Burning of Atlanta sequence and the hospital sequence, including the famous long shot of the wounded and dying at Confederate soldiers.
He directed it.
Yeah, taken from a 90-foot crane.
I just think about that movie all, I mean, it was like one of my favorite growing up. I think it's something that really is in the back of my mind and inspired me. But I just think about now that I production design, if I were to read Atlanta Burns, I'd be like, what? Especially back then, like,
yeah,
what the hell does that, what do we, what?
Well, cool. I watch Gone with the Wind at least once or twice a year. It is my favorite film. And I constantly watch it because I'm in awe of what they did. I'm just mm-hmm. in awe of it. But there was a, I forget why I put this in here, but this scene, actually, there is a dolly shot that is very, like, probably one of the first times they did it, where they pulled out really quickly to intensify the him with all these bottles and everything. So the Stodgy Gentlemen's Club shown in the beginning was a British institution into the 21st century. Proper decorum is always expected of its members. So that couldn't have been a real place.
No, that wasn't. I mean, maybe the exterior, but not the interior.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what that means. Okay. Now that I've got my notes correct. I think the film overall is, I mean, I think of all of these movies, I'm just in awe, like we said, of what they did, but very much gave a creepy vibe to the whole film they achieved in the design.
Definitely.
I mean, glad I watched it. I wouldn't have watched it otherwise.
Wouldn't have watched it otherwise.
Well, here is the winner of the year, King of Jazz. American pre-code color film starring Paul Whiteman and his jazz orchestra. And man, I'm blown away by
this. I mean, I can see why it won.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For sure. The sets are amazing.
Herman Ross, the production designer, won an Oscar for this. He was under contract at Universal from 30 to 32, famously working on the set design for Frankenstein at the time. And he is also a costume designer. He also did The Vagabond King, our other film. So I think he also did, let me see how many credits he has. As like a, sometimes you're like, oh, how many credits do they have? Well, he doesn't have a ton. Sometimes, like, because they were the head of the studio, you know, the production, some designers, you know, in the 40s and 50s have like 300 credits or something. It's like insane.
I will say I definitely noticed the connection between costume design and some of the sets, like that wedding scene where all of the gowns gather up the staircase. Yes. I'm like, that had to have been some amazing coordination between the costume designer and the production designer to make that happen. And now I understand why he did it.
Yeah. I mean, the costumes in this are phenomenal. And all of this was done, that it says here, on stage 12 at Universal. I don't know how.
This one, I was really like, what were the changeover times? Because the sets are so massive.
Yeah.
And moving.
They're moving around. They're intertwining with each other.
Again, another great example of painted backdrops used as walls.
Yeah. I mean.
The book alone.
So the book is basically how the movie flows through these chapters and goes and introduces some of the dancing and singing scenes. And the pages actually move, which is fantastic. And the graphic, the paintings on them and the graphics are all just beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they did it.
Well, this, I was trying to watch it, but I think again, because of the quality of the film, I was like, is this a, it looked like drop, you know, it looked like a curtain or drop to me. It didn't look, you know, like a big hard substrate.
Oh, it's fascinating how he moves. I mean, they just start moving and then you're into the next chapter. It starts out with a cartoon. And I was like, oh.
Which I thought was, I was thrown for a loop on that one. Yeah. I'm like, what?
I was like, I don't know what this is. And then there are some little vignettes where people talk, and I show some of these, but like this guy has the model of the set that we're going to see eventually, which is crazy. Like the model looks gorgeous. Just shoot the model.
The model looks amazing. But then when they had all the little people, I'm like, wait, how'd they do that back then?
Yeah. I don't know. Cause they start moving. All of a sudden he
climbs out of the thing and
yeah.
Yeah, this was the usage of shadow.
Yeah, I think I have really... I have a better thing of that coming up. But there, I think twice in the film they use shadow, one with a dancer and one, I think this one might be with an instrument. But yeah, it just, there's just phenomenal. Look at that.
Look at all that. The accordion, like painted screen, but it's huge.
It's huge. And this is simple, but it's gorgeous.
It's really gorgeous. And I love going back and looking at these sort of things because it's something so simple that we could do now. Yeah. Like just a, you know, duvetine bench that makes you then kind of look flow. It's so pretty and so simple.
So pretty. All the costumes here that like play off of the darker color in the back. That's all phenomenal. The choreography.
This was so weird to me. I was like, what happened? Is she dead? Is she a ghost now? What's going on?
I didn't know if there was a common thread through all of these little stories or whatever.
I was trying to figure out the connection, but I don't think there is any. I kind of felt like I was watching just like a variety show.
Yes. I think it's more that.
Yeah. But look at that wall they did with the painted drop.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
So pretty. And then just a couple set pieces to accompany.
Yeah, the candelabras, the table in the back, which somehow had disappeared actually in that scene in the bottom. The table's not there. But and then
this is also when the makeup was like, it was frightening in this. Comes out and the makeup is like,
oh yeah.
Oh, that's the staircase that I was talking about with the bridesmaids and all their gowns.
It's fantastic. I mean, that's something Taylor Swift should be on. She should get on that.
Tay Tay, come on.
Yeah, Tay Tay, get with that. Look at that. All your dancers.
But look, that's staircase in the background again is a huge, huge set.
Yeah. Because look at the scale in the wall in front of that huge thing.
I know.
Look how tiny she is walking down those steps. Yeah. And the costumes are fantastic for this little vignette. And then this is quickly on the screen, but I thought so fascinating because all of a sudden, like, all of these set pieces just, like, pop up. Like, it's, like, one by one by one. And then and then she's typing and it's over. So this is, like, a quick set. No walls. I mean.
So quick. And I also felt like a little futuristic, and I felt like when I was watching this, it was the 50s.
Exactly.
I was kind of thrown. I'm like, wait a minute. No, this was in 29.
I was just about to say, like, it was like, oh, it's like a little mid-century-ish or like the 40s with the tanker desks. And I'm like, wait, this is 29. And you know, like, you don't have 1929 furniture. You have like 1925 furniture or, you know, the decade. Right. And then this, another use of shadow, just that sheer drape with the pattern on it, it looks like.
Yep.
Piano, this. So this, is this the Bing Crosby? He's in it. Bing Crosby's in there in this trio.
I know, I saw that. Crazy. This was, this to me, that painting was very Harry Potter.
yes. Yeah.
I thought she was going to start singing and talking, and then I was going to be like, how did they do that? But it's just like a film overlay, I think.
Yeah, because that piano, so that wall's to the right. And then he looks up at it. I forget if this is the same vignette or not. But All of a sudden,
well, this is another thing. They painted this painting or whatever, and then they had the full set, which again, if it was just on stage 12, how many, I mean, this had to have shot for, how long did this shoot for?
Let me look that up.
Stage builds and the changeover time.
It shot from November to March.
That's it? I wonder how long prep they had.
December, January, February, March. They, for 4 months they were shooting this. I don't know.
And the choreography was amazing. The dance, it was.
My slide is in the wrong
place. I'm sure we'll get the
ragdoll one. My slide is in the wrong place. But these people are sitting there, and then they're sitting there, and then all of a sudden this rock turns. The whole thing turns. And then these other people come up, and it's a whole dance move. Like the turning of sets is fantastic.
And then it just keeps coming, right? This is also where the benches appear.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really weird.
Oh, that's not it.
That last one when he turns and he has like the little black girl with him.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
I don't know.
Why is he alone at night on a bench with this little girl?
Yeah, I think I have that coming up. It's weird. I don't know what was going on with that. This is very like a stage design, like for theater, mm-hmm. of just like turning it around, and there's so many sets. Then look, then they have this vignette of this chick in the house, and then they're back on that rock, and then all the sailors are there.
Oh, this was really funny because it was like, oh, so she's just kind of a whore.
Yeah, she's just kind of.
Then the wall explodes.
I couldn't really tell you which vignette story went with which one at this point, because there's so many sets.
There are so many sets. I mean, they probably, granted, he should have, yes, this film should have won, but like based on just sheer amount of sets alone.
Yeah.
There has, and the diversity in each one, like this giant drone.
Look at this. There has to be like 60 sets or something at least. Yeah, this was a great dance that he does, mm-hmm. and it's all in the shadow, and they show him, and the blue, and this is my favorite.
This was insane.
This is insane.
I built a giant piano that's so big that there's an orchestra inside of it.
And it turned, and that whole, you know, top comes up, and the people are in there. It's a gigantic build. How did they do it?
They had to have been prepping this movie for a very long time.
And look at the floor design even. It's gorgeous. And then, I mean, they got like 30 people, 20, they got like 20.
Look at all those, those giant drums and, yeah. And what's the budget on this? Do you have that?
I don't know. 2 million.
How much?
2 million.
That I believe at that point.
Yeah. 2 million in 1929. Yeah.
Can you imagine at that time being like, your budget's 2 million.
2 million. I mean, that's a lot of lettuce, but
I can't buy that piano is. And then, yeah. And then the walkways that come off of it and the dancers that go, it's just, and where is that? Is that just something, you know, like all of our stuff, like
it's gone. Yeah.
Get the chainsaw.
Yeah. I mean, and the crystal like palm tree, where's that? Where's that magnificent piece? It's not at Warner Brothers or Uni. I know that. But yeah, I mean, this to me was the best set. I mean, I know the finale is fantastic and everything, but this was phenomenal to me. And then they have the little version of it for this guy to play.
It blew my mind.
I have told so many people about this movie.
I mean, everybody needs to watch it. I think I'm going to send this movie to some of my choreographer friends because the ragdoll dance.
Yes.
Is incredible.
Yeah. I mean, and this piano plays for a long time. It's not that I loved it and took a lot of pictures. This song keeps going and going, and then they bring in these side pieces, and that's all movable. And even like to me, the top of the piano where those stripes are, Like, they even painted that while it's up. Like, every detail of this is just fantastic. And then this was boring. That's why I mean, it's just another set I want to show. Like, look at these build, these very different builds.
Yeah.
Little apartment vignette. They and
the hit donkey. every like genre of.
Yeah, like down Skid Row donkey. Yeah. And then this. I mean, how many? This has been redone with the faces. I feel like many times, but.
That's in Indiana Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're just singing. Singing heads. And then there's the Bing Crosby, which I just like the pop of color, at least, you know. This was fantastic. This is a model. Right? This whole thing is a model.
I would assume so, but I don't, is this, I don't know. Is this like some sort of film overlay, like where it's a shot of
downtown,
and then they overlay the people running through it? Like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it only has a location of Universal Studios Stage 12. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
It's a hell of a lot of detail on a model. It's crazy. I mean, the lights are on, the neon's on. How did they get neon?
I feel like this is some sort of like film overlaying situation.
I believe you. Because I can't believe, I don't know. I can't believe that they did it.
Again, I mean, I was thinking about how many casters they must have had on the show. Because everything is wheeled away and goes in and goes around.
You know, I don't have the video here, but they're dancing. And then all of a sudden this rolling stage parted in two comes up from behind them. And then the orchestra's behind them. It's fantastic. And then there's another cartoon. And then these two.
Oh, this one, she's super aggressive in this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, is that?
I don't.
Really, really aggressive.
You know, I kept trying to find out the actress, the girl. And she's like.
Oh, the one that, the weird doll looking girl?
Yes. And she's on the posters.
Super creepy.
She's like. You know, 15th down on the cast, like, and she only did one other thing. She was so cute. This whole cowboy guy,
her voice creeped me out, like that weird, like little girl, like,
yeah, like 1920s, like,
yeah, like,
yeah,
vibrating of the voice, and like, I don't know, really the high pitched.
Look at this backdrop.
Yeah, this was cool. I really like the backdrop on this.
Yeah. I like this set. I wasn't in the Cowboys, but.
Again, another massive set.
And then this gets into the finale, right? This is like the finale.
Yes. I was kind of oddly creeped out because I feel like Hitler watched this and it became like.
Yes. Well.
Right. Like.
Or the dictator. Like Charlie Chaplin, the dictator.
It was.
Yeah, it is.
I know it was supposed to be going throughout like the world, but it just kind of this whole vibe.
Yeah, with the pillars and the and then why are they all in trench coats with the violins? I don't know. Yeah, this was like a worldly dance of. I mean, the costumes just. I don't even. So many costumes.
So many costumes.
And then there was this weird smoke thing going on.
That was like very like Wizard of Oz to me. But again, with the weird, I was like, how did they do that then?
Yeah, I think you're right.
There was like this like light loop thing that was happening.
Like a technique of overlay. Yeah, it's almost like animation on the screen.
I wonder if he did, the production designer did the animation.
Oh, I don't know. I can look that up, but. And this set just keeps building and building upon itself. And there's so many elements.
I don't even know at that point. I mean, I guess you're just drawing and drawing and drawing for a very long time and then presenting. But to get all of this like hand drafted and presentable to people to understand, to, you know, walk through it with the director.
This is 4 months. The cinematographer, they had three different cinematographers on it. So maybe they were shooting at different times or
different cameras or something. Yeah.
I mean,
that a takes lot of like, you know, all three wall.
That's the whole stage right there. Yeah. I mean, I don't even know if stage 12 is still there. How high is it? And how far back you got to get all this? That's awesome. This another page of the book. I don't know if that's curtain.
Gotta be some sort of canvas.
Yeah. But, and then there's the guy. There's the King of Jazz. Thought I'd show him because this is one of
the negatives. I like when they cut to some.
Oh, you cut out. Wait, what'd you say?
A fat suit or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then the mustache off because it's not him.
Yeah. It's weird. But yeah, King of Jazz, man. Wow.
Everybody should watch this movie.
Everyone should watch this. And how many times people have watched it and taken from it? Probably a million. I mean, it's, you can't not steal from this film if you're doing, probably in the 40s and 50s they were referring to it.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Although,
you can't go back and watch things then. So if you didn't catch it, you know.
If you you're out of luck.
It, yeah, if you missed it, you know. Hans Dreyer again. That guy. Dreyer? Do you think that's Dreyer? Dreyer?
Probably Dreyer.
Dreyer. Yeah, this guy was busy. The
this also had to have been shot some locations in Paris. And then on stage.
I believe so. Yeah, because they have that big courtyard and everything. The queen of mythical Sylvania marries a courier who finds his new life unsatisfying. You believe the ball's on this guy? He finds
I can't believe I can and can't believe the ending.
Yeah. So this budget, the budget is $650,000. And I mean, it says just Paramount Studios, but there's no way.
They had to have shot on location in the beginning.
Yeah, it's not all a build. So this is wrong.
And but again, these are other massive. This is another example of the doorknobs up by your forehead.
Yeah. Despite being the most nominated film of the year with 6 nominations, it is the only Best Picture Oscar nominee that year not to win any awards. Considered by many to be the first musical film in which the songs were integrated with the story.
Oh.
So that's interesting. And then these posters are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I love her bedroom.
Her bedroom's great.
So she's a queen. Now, obviously, we start off with this fantastic little dance scene and, you know, bubbly in Paris. And I was like, oh, look, what's going on here? And that's the only time anything like this is in the film, though.
Right.
Which I'm kind of glad because I'm not big on musicals, but
this is. Yeah, especially after The King of Jazz, where you're just
like. an hour and a half of musicals. Yeah. Look at
the wallpaper on this one.
I know. Wallpaper.
And the drapery. Mm-hmm.
Wallpaper and drapery just on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And no pictures. It's really kind of plain. I mean, they really just let the wallpaper be the draw.
I love that.
Yeah.
I always want to, you know, I like minimalist sets. I know it's not always super fun for people filming it, but.
This also, too, like, they have candles and they have bulbs. They couldn't make up their mind, I feel like, in this film. We candle it or we bulbs. It's back and forth. But this has to be a build. And it's only there for like 1 minute. Like the guy goes out to sing a song about I'm lonely. And then there's all these women coming out the window telling him like, don't be lonely or something. but it's hard to see in these films, but I thought this was really interesting, and the shadows and really nice.
No, I love it. And its simplicity, it's really beautiful. Oh my gosh, look at her bed.
Oh, so the queen's bedroom is just phenomenal.
It's so crazy. And the detail work, like the carpentry about of that, or the plaster work, or I'm assuming plaster. I don't know what that is, but.
I don't know. I don't know if
that's, I think it's probably a mixture of both.
Yeah.
Plaster and wood.
And the drapery, and like, there's just the ornateness of it. It's just fantastic.
So many different like satiny textures and furs. And I thought it was kind of risque to like her going into the tub scene.
Oh my God.
Like,
the tub is weird. This scene, she goes into the tub with like her maidens, and then they're like bathing her. It was super weird. But look at the doves. Yeah, I thought that.
But when she was getting in, again, the quality's not super great, but I was like, did they make her wear nylons to get into the bath? Because it's so inappropriate for her to be naked at that time.
Yeah. I didn't get
it. Her legs look oddly like there's nylons on.
Probably. They probably made her wear them just for camera to give her some. Maybe she was too pale. I don't know, but it's a weird, 2-minute scene of her like bathing with all these women, and then
I'm talking about her weird sex dream or whatever she had.
I'd kill for this vanity, though. Look at this. I mean, you know, your bottles and your mirrors and your it's just so ornate and pretty.
Look at the bathtub, though.
Bathtub is crazy. I mean, that's a build. Yeah. That's like in. The dove, the birds, and all the drapery, and yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the two-sidedness of it is great, but yet it has walls near it. I don't know. It's weird. Beautiful. And then this picture is just like them dressing the queen, and a photo still of like a promo. I don't even know.
Look at all that's in there.
What are we promoting here? Like, but yeah, it's very ornate. This is her, like one of her outer rooms, like her office room. And just gorgeous.
She's like, look at my legs.
Yeah.
Look at this one.
Just, but subtle, like all the details on the doors but there's no artwork.
No artwork. I mean, there's so much ornateness to the set, but yet the walls are, looks like there's movement in there. I can't tell right now from this if there was wallpaper on this one, but the scenic work is amazing.
Yeah. And the drapery work. Drapery giving everything some life.
Look at the layers in the top left over here.
Yeah. And that's just a little nook. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a nook of her bedroom. But that's, is that where her bed is? I don't know. Because there's the vanity. I can't tell.
I think, isn't this through the curtains or whatever that's off in her bedroom?
Right.
Secret.
There's a lot of singing in this.
There's a lot of singing in this.
There's a lot of singing in this. And I guess the singing tells the story, as they said, it's the first musical with the integrated story in the songs. But there's our first picture back there, probably like the queen before her, a couple queens before her. the use of like the satin and pillows and more gorgeous drapery. I mean, this is a draper's dream here. Look at the wallpaper on the left. Just the stripes, the two-tone stripes. Gorgeous.
And it's got some satiny reflection in it too. It's really pretty.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just a glossy. This set.
This location. Can't be. This has to be a location, right?
I can't imagine.
It has to be. There's no way that this was a build. I can't. This can't be. This has to be a location. They're gorgeous. And I'm sure they took a lot of this into consideration when doing the sets, like all of this design and everything and inspiring. But yeah, they get married. Beautiful. Again, the drapery. And
look at the big, I mean, that last photo, the big wide shot.
Yeah. All the extras and I don't know. And then, I mean, although ornate, you're right, everything's pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing extravagant going on. I mean, and then this is exterior. This has to be a location.
Somewhere.
Not.
I wonder where, though.
Not in LA.
Definitely not in LA.
I've never seen anything like that. And then you get the gardens, and there's a little set there. There's a lot in these. What's the other film? The Love. Sally. There's so many greens. There's a lot of greens.
There's a lot of greens in Sally.
But this isn't that bad compared to Sally. I mean, the vines around the columns and da, 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 like, it's a lot, but.
When I actually, the one note I remember I wrote down for this, I felt like I was watching season one of The Crown.
Mm. Yeah.
Because the story is like essentially the same thing.
Yeah. She's trying to find her prince.
And then he's like, I don't want to, what? I'm not the, yeah. I can't rule. Yeah. I have no say in anything. It's like, no.
No, just sit down and like, shut up.
That storyline reminds me of something.
Yeah. Real life. and then, you know, the difference down here in the servants' quarters I thought was a nice contrast, and but still getting some details on those walls with that arch and the checker floor, right. And but it's still really sparse, but it reads.
Mm-hmm. And their shelving is at the proper height.
Yeah, they could reach those dishes. That's nice. And then there's another giant. Is this where she goes to the theater? Yeah, no. This is just another look at the wallpaper on those doors.
Perfect. I was wondering if that was fabric or wallpaper.
Oh, maybe.
Fabric.
Maybe fabric, yeah.
Look at all that detail work.
This has to be a location.
Yeah, for sure. This was like such a ridiculous scene as well, like,
yeah,
to make her jealous.
And then this is the hallway of her walking into the theater, right? Like, it's like, this is. Where is this? I want to know. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. But it also looks like a set, which is so crazy.
Yeah, it does. Like the top is a painted, you know how they would paint some of the scenery and then put it, I don't know. It does look like a set, but it's, I mean, the stairs are real. She walks down the stairs.
Yeah.
And then I think the box is a build.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe not, because then look, there's the back of it, which I love this detail of like the box, the wall having that trim and the fabric.
Really pretty. There's so many pretty details in this. They would have to, right?
How did they shoot that?
Gotten up there, you know, to get that shot that you have in the top left. That has to be a build.
I think it's a build, and maybe just the reverse was the location.
Right.
They were so smart in 29. Yeah, and then, you know, the stage. There's other films that I've watched where all of a sudden, like, they keep going to the theater, and there's such intricate theater design all of a sudden in the middle of a movie, and you're like, oh my God, they had to do it. Like, Elephant Man is crazy. When he goes to the theater, really? Oh my God, there's like this whole play that goes on and the scenery is fantastic. But this is like, at least they got this shot though, looking down. It has to be a location.
Yeah.
And there she is coming down those stairs again. And I don't know.
That's why I feel like this was like a build, but that maybe they spent all their money, not all their money, but a large majority of their money doing this.
You know, like in Gone with the Wind, how like the on 12 Oaks, or is it 12 Oaks or Tara? Like, the ceiling is painted. It's mm-hmm. not really a set. Like, maybe they did that here.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe this is a bill. That's, fuck, that's crazy.
Like, you have, like, here's your chunk of money. We just need one big build.
But they didn't have that much money on this, right? Did I say?
That was, like, six something, right?
650?
600? Maybe they reused a set from another movie.
Yeah. No. They only shot for a month. June to July.
They had. What was their prep time?
Well, I don't know their prep time.
Come on, Kim. Don't you have their call
These
sheets?
These people too? Are dead. I enjoyed this movie. I might have fast forwarded through some of the songs, but I did enjoy this movie. And this dude, like, walks away from it all. Spoiler.
Well, I enjoyed it until the end, until she's like, I'll give it all up and you can make all the decisions. It's like, what?
I thought he walked out.
No, he did, until she's like, they go back to the beginning part where it's like, I'll just be by, my punishment is I'll be by your side and I'll blah, blah, blah. And so that's what she does. They, like, reiterate the first kind of scene when she meets him as her punishment. She's like, I'll just be by your side and I'll let you make all the decisions. And then they're like, rah, rah, okay. And it's like, oh, happy ending, because the man is now the one in control. And I was like, so you just gave away your kingdom to this guy to make all the decisions?
I thought he had a hissy fit and she was like, oh, sorry, this is the life.
Oh, no, he, well, I, maybe, no. I mean, that's not how I took it. She was like, no, I'll be by your side and you can make all the decisions now. And he's like, okay.
Well, that's bullshit. You believe me, in watching a lot of movies, women always get the shaft. Like, basically, in the older movies, nah, it's not happening, yeah. Ladies. It's not happening. Look at this Sally, this poor thing.
Oh, my God. But you know what I found interesting in Sally is that Sally Bowles Green, and then it just says Sally Bowles, is the same as Sally Bowles in Cabaret name.
Oh,
that is where what I connected, and they're kind of similar in character.
Oh, that's, you know, true. Like, yeah.
Whitey and,
oh, like, yeah.
Yeah.
So Sally was an orphan who got her name from a telephone exchange where she was abandoned as a baby. In the orphanage.
At the Bowling Green telephone exchange.
In the orphanage, she discovered the joy of dancing and has been practicing ever since. She works as a waitress and then becomes involved with, like, a scheme to impersonate a Russian dancer. She is found out to be a phony, and but then she proceeds with her life and on Broadway, but she still thinks of Blair, the love interest. This production designer, Jack Oakey, where is it? Well, let me get to him. That the fourth all-color, all-talking picture ever made. Originally presented in 100% two-color Technicolor. At present, the complete film survives only in black and white with a singular musical number, Wild Rose, in color.
So I thought I was stroking out at that point. I was like, wait a minute. I thought I was watching a black and white movie. Now everything is like a weird pink color.
It is jarring because all of a sudden it's color and you're like, well, did my thing flip over? Yeah.
I almost texted you like,
I thought it was a sweet little story.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It was very, it was cute.
And a lot of singing.
Bigger sets, like the opening with the restaurant.
Yeah. This, the production designer also was the art director on It's a Wonderful Life, Out of the Past. I can't ask him anything. He died in 1963, James.
No call sheets.
This diner was fantastic that she works in. This is all the lights, and then that, what is that called at the top of the window?
Transom?
Transom, yeah. I thought that was a great detail. And then they had to do this whole kitchen, which is...
I like the moving cars and stuff outside.
Yeah.
The foot traffic.
The rotating door. Yeah, this is a good set. And then this Elm Tree Inn is kind of like a country club, I guess. Which I'm assuming that's a build. The stairs.
Yeah.
Little conversation spot. And then there's just this outside. It's like an outdoor dinner club or something.
Yeah, I was very confused by it, especially when he has the guy climb up into the treehouse.
Yeah.
Like, thing.
Yeah, I don't... it was...
Again, this also, this reminded me of Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom.
Oh, I can see that. This budget was $647,000. And it doesn't say how long it filmed for. It was, says filming location, Warner Brothers lot. But this, I could see this is a set. I mean, this isn't, this is a build inside with just tons and tons of greens, making it look right. Like a little treehouse.
And it, there's no... Really, other than the greens, there's no ceiling, it seems, to it either.
Yeah. I had to take, I mean, these are all screenshots and from, like, my TV. Like, there's, it's, I had to shoot and watch at the same time. But, yeah, that treehouse is very interesting because there's a whole scene up there. So they had to get the cameras up there and everything.
Yeah, that whole up the ladder.
Yeah. And then this little vignette again, little trellis, little intimate space where they have some conversations and that big tree trunk there. The growth between the floor, the stone.
Yeah, I had to fast forward through the guys singing.
Yeah, I don't.
With his buddies. Without Sal.
And then the stage that they have a couple dance and singing pieces on, you know, she's cleaning up. Like, it's very versatile what how they use the little stage space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clear all those tables out and you still have the same thing.
Yeah. And then I guess the entrance was a build. They just put a car, you know?
Yeah. I love when he picks her up out of the car and carries her over to the stone wall. I was like, why doesn't Heath ever pick me up out of the car and carry me?
I mean, just carry me. My boys say carry me and I do it. Why can't somebody else carry me? They have a lovely little song and kiss on the little stone. And it looks like a little cherry tree or whatever. They really, there's so many trees. I mean.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
This is like, I mean. You're in a forest. You're in Wizard of Oz. That was a lot of
big greens budget on this one.
Yeah. And they did a great job on it. I mean.
They did. It looks great.
The aging of the all and like, yeah. And then, I don't know where we are here, but I love the fringe on this table. The detail of that is fantastic. They're at some other country club or house, the rich people house.
Yeah, I thought they were at her house.
Where they just have a wall of greens and like a Roman statue.
Nothing says money like
yeah.
A wall of greens and a Roman statue.
Corinthian columns and a Roman statue.
But I was also wondering, is that the same? So the chick on the right, is that who he was supposed to be engaged to? But yeah. Then doesn't she just kind of disappear in the movie?
Yeah, she just kind of like, oh, he's in love with her. And so then
she's fine with it. She's like, oh.
Because here the mom's telling her he's back in town or whatever.
Mm.
So then Sally.
I love the backstage.
Yeah.
Where the dressing room.
I love that. Sally gets tapped to impersonate after she does like this dance. They finally give her a shot. She does a dance at the club. And then they tap her to, like, impersonate this Russian woman. But, yeah, I love dressing rooms. I love, like, the Miss Maisel dressing room is, like, the absolute perfect thing, I think, at this point. But you look back at like Funny Girl or, you know, Gigi or whatever, like they all just, the dressing rooms are always fantastic.
So fun. Cause it's such a great place for set decorators to have fun.
Yeah.
And layer.
Character.
Yeah.
And tapping into actors' process. Now this, this is a build, right? This is,
it's gotta be.
Well, this is the main shot. And then this is looking back. So I think it's a build, though, because they have this huge dance. They have a couple dance numbers here.
And the whole, not the whole, but a large portion, I feel like, of the main part of the movie happens here. So I bet it was a build.
Yeah, I think it's a build.
But see, look at all that detail.
The fountain. I mean, there's running water. There's, I mean, the lighting. Yeah. And there's sides. I mean, it's a full set. I mean, they greened out the sides, I guess. But yeah, a lot of topiaries. And then it turns into color. That's what we were saying. But look at the reflection, too, that you get off of that, just to extend the set a little bit. And it's a really, it's a nice little dance number. And then when you see it in color, you're like, oh, this is crazy. I mean, it does look pink, which is probably white, but yeah. And it got, because there's only three colors here, too, you know, it's a tricolor, whatever it's called. Yeah, I think that's a build. And then this, she goes back to her fancy bedroom, which looks kind of wants to be the bedroom in Love Story.
Yeah.
Or what was it?
This was when she goes out to the balcony.
Yeah. Love Parade. Yeah. Not quite as ornate as Love Parade, but.
Definitely not.
This headpiece was fantastic.
Yeah, agreed.
Oof. And then they take her over to this private little area to have a conversation, and it's just green. It's just a forest back there. It's, because this is only used, this isn't like another.
No, they only use this, I think, once.
Yeah. It's a huge green set. And then she's found out, and she goes back to like her little apartment. I can't tell if this was her apartment or just like a waiting space.
I think it's her apartment.
It's sad. Look at that one little picture. Like,
this was another moment where I was like, if she gives up, because they're like, you got it. You got the, you're on the Follies or whatever. And she's like, but all upset about her boyfriend. And I'm like, if she gives up her life's dream.
For that dude. Well, she had the other guy, that other actor who I only know from Some Like It Hot. Remember, he's like the rich guy that Tony Curtis ends up with on the boat. That's her pal in this.
Oh, the what was he, a duke or something?
Yeah. This is fantastic. She goes, again, they go to the theater, and she's in the theater. She's performing, but this is stage design again. They used all the trees again.
The great usage, and the costumes were really pretty.
Yeah,
a lot of butterflies,
really pretty. I don't think that's a build, like the actual theater.
Yeah, why wouldn't you just go to a theater?
I feel like they should have gone to a, I think they went to a theater. And then this guy with all the roses and taking the cards out and like but a great little use back there of this changing area. She has,
I like it. Yeah, it's really pretty with the fabric and the cutout.
Yeah,
and very deco
little shades. Yeah, it's a beautiful little scene that they have there, and then they get married. Now this, I don't know.
Was looking at this last night, and I was wondering. It's got to be a location, right? Look at the depth on the inside.
Yeah. That's what makes me
sure think. You could have a painted backdrop, but that doesn't look like a painted backdrop.
No, there's too many shadows.
It's too.
Feel like it has to be a location.
I think I would say so.
You know, the other thing too is though, not, I mean, they're just getting stock scenery together, I think. But later on, there's so many walls that are used so many other places. I mean, maybe.
But that's true.
I don't know this early on if they would have this.
Or because maybe because they had deals with studios that are like, oh, on my last picture, I did a church and we built it. So we'll just bring that over.
Yeah. But it's, I don't know.
I don't either.
But it's great. I mean, it's a great little scene. I liked Sally.
I liked it. I feel like, again, cabaret.
Yeah. Vagabond King is last. Production Desire. Hands Dryer. Now this.
I can't even really talk about this because I couldn't see anything.
I know. These pictures are very dark. I could barely. There's. The beginning of the movie is dark and the end of the movie is dark. And there's a little bit in between that is actually visible. It has not been restored. It was very hard to see.
It also, like, in the stuff that I could see, it, like, especially, what was the budget on this one? Do you have that?
I do. Look at these. These are great, though. Vagabond King, $1.2 million.
Really? That surprises me because I feel like the lanterns and stuff look like paper, made out of, like, cardboard and paper.
Yeah. Now this says just filmed at Paramount, and it doesn't have shooting dates of how long.
Well, I mean, there was, you know, from what I could tell, a lot of like the scenery looked brick and, yeah, you know, it looks like a lot of detail to it. So
yeah,
from what I could see.
So this is the 500 extras worked on the film.
Mm.
I mean, these are very blurry, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know if these are sets. I don't know. This was hard to track. It's
hard to.
It's super blurry. She's got a great little bed there. Oh, that's close. I don't know. There's just a lot of detail lost because of the quality of the film, but it looks just kind of like this. Juliet at the window over here, again a lot of greens. I love this one shot that looked like the guy was looking through a telescope.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was super interesting that they did that. And
I mean, again, like with the use of shadows, and it is, you know, pretty. It does, because of what the quality of the film, it does look like a water, like you're watching a constant black and white watercolor.
Yeah. And this Hans Dreyer did art director on Sunset Boulevard, Double Indemnity, Sullivan's Travels. He was around a long time.
That's too bad. I wish they would make this better.
550 art director credits. So yeah, I mean, look at that huge head that's carved out. Like, this is like they go down. This is like they go down to where the ships are. Like the dock. This is kind of like the dock area, would you say? Oh, I didn't do the synopsis of this movie. Duh. The story takes place in medieval France, post-rogue François Villon, sentenced to hang by King Louis for writing derogatory verses about him. He is offered a temporary reprieve. His hanging will be postponed for 24 hours, and in that time, he must defeat the invading Bulgarians and win the love of beautiful Catherine. He's got a lot to do in 24 hours. I mean, I don't know. They're down by the ships. It's very hard to keep track of what's going on in this movie. But some of these are sets.
It looks like the sets are beautiful. It's so.
Yeah. I mean, even my pictures suck because it's trying to take pictures of like what I actually could see. I mean, there is this beautiful bedroom. They put him up in this beautiful bedroom with the two doors flanking it, and they go in and out with like his clothes, and they try. He gets in this reprieve. He gets fixed up. He looks a little better. They let him sleep. Because he was down and dirty at the docks. And then they brought him to like the castle. And made him like Prince Valiant here.
Yeah, I mean, that detail's amazing. Look at that.
Yeah. So and the pretty. Gates. And then this turns color.
There's it looks like 1970s.
Yeah, there's a scene where she's singing and then this turns color. Just for like 1 minute. But this, too, was huge. These big arches and the staircase.
I want to know the timeline, the prep time on these.
Oh, and then there's this weird parade with those big hats. And then mobs of people. I don't know. It's, I know it's super blurry to talk about. I think there were a lot of sets in this too. I mean, 1.2 million, they had some money.
I wonder, I mean, I guess maybe just because, you know, King of Jazz won because of the variety of sets.
Yeah.
And then this was just, all the other movies are just so typical movie sets, and it didn't go through all sorts of genres. And it was just incredibly, I mean, the piano alone.
Yeah, the piano. I mean, yeah.
Should have won the award.
I couldn't even find many details about this movie. So, yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on, but you couldn't see it because of the quality of the film.
And, you know, he did 500. Yeah. So he was okay if he had won.
I mean,
at least it was nominated.
He oversaw, you know, it's like this studio system at that point where there was just one guy overseeing all this. And it happens all through up until like the 70s. Mm. Great year.
Yeah, it was. I was really, I'm happy I picked this year.
Yeah. I mean, and they're all pretty different. I mean, there's some musicals, obviously, but they're all pretty different. I mean, one's showing the city, one's showing the grandness of the queen, one's just pure, like, a variety special. There's some suspense.
It shows all of it.
Yeah.
It has, literally has almost a set from each one of the other films in it.
Yeah. I mean, King of Jazz.
Wow. King of Jazz. I told Heath, I was like, I feel like I'm watching a Young American variety show.
Yeah.
There's so much. And then it's just gone. And then you're on to the next thing. And then it's just gone. And then.
It just kept going and going.
And going.
Yeah. But yeah, great year. And I think people have, you know, taken from these films and been inspired from them. So I'm glad.
Definitely
glad I got to watch them.
There's a lot of connection here. And I'm interested to see more in this time period to see what. How it shows itself later on in other
I mean, I definitely think King of Jazz has been knocked off here and there. Mm-hmm. That's what's so incredible. Like, I know that there was theater design before this, but like, this is the first wave, and it's so fantastic to see what they accomplished.
Right. I mean, the stage pieces and the movingness of it all at that point. And it's not like you saw a person pulling, you know, dressed in all black, pulling the sets apart.
It was great. Really great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for including me in this. It was really fun and interesting. And inspiring. You know, I always love going back to look at old films.
I love, I really love doing this probably way too much. Like, I think I have 12 years done now.
Sp- Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.